Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Now for a look at how development, how the city skyline and the neighborhoods changed during Tom Menino's years in office, and for a look at what's ahead, we're joined by Peter Mead, who leads the Boston Redevelopment Authority. Good morning, Peter, and thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Bob, it's great to be with you.
Peter, looking back at the mayor's 20 years in office, does this city look different and feel different development-wise because of Tom Menino?
Well, the mayor talked yesterday about how different we are as a city, and he was talking about what we look like and how different our population is. The same is true of the city physically and the number of development projects that have been built and are also underway. And if you look at what we're doing development-wise, I mean, from Alston-Brighton through the Fenway, the downtown, South Boston, I think the mayor takes enormous pride in what's happening in Roxbury and Dudley. There are projects about to start in Dorchester. So throughout the city, there are projects developing. We have almost $4 billion under construction right now in the city of Boston, and we'll add another $4 billion just this year alone.
So tell us what you think some of the key development projects that are done are.
Well, I think you'd have to look at the largest first, and that's the Vertex project in the South Boston waterfront in the Innovation District. It's the largest privately financed development project in the country. And by the way, I mean, I think if you look at the Innovation District, a lot of people were critical of the mayor, saying that's not going to happen. Can you just get going and put some buildings up there? And he insisted that we could put this Innovation District together. And I say to people all the time, what it took on the part of the mayor was a vision and stubbornness. And he knew it could work, and it did work because of both his vision and his stubbornness when critics were saying this is never going to happen, but it did happen.
You mentioned a few moments ago that some projects are still in the works, ongoing right now. There's a crane, as you pointed out, over Dudley Square in Roxbury. The mayor has 9 months left in office. What do you think is going to happen in that time, development-wise?
Well, we've begun in East Boston already. You can just look across the harbor and see what's happened there. So you look at the whole city and say, my gosh, there are things happening everywhere. I think he takes justifiable pride in the Innovation District, but the soft spot in his heart, I think, clearly is what's happening in Roxbury in Dudley Square. The old Ferdinand's Furniture Building will be the school department headquarters, and there are other projects coming from around there, a hotel, a new supermarket, residents, and so the city over the next couple of years will change dramatically as well.
How so?
Well, if you look at the downtown, just as an example, there'll be in 3 years, there'll be an additional 5,000 people living in the downtown. And if you look at what we're doing all throughout the city, it's not just putting up an office building or an apartment building or condos. It's the restaurants that are going in the city. It's the kind of city we have where everybody is welcomed. So it's a dramatically different city. And if you look at the downtown, I think, just a couple of weeks, the mayor will be at Franklin Street as we begin the project and the old Filene site. A fence will go up in a couple of weeks there, and construction will start by the end of April. One of the things, by the way, Bob, that the mayor made clear to all of us in the cabinet yesterday, he used the term pedal to the metal a number of times, and this isn't going to be a lull-filled 9 months. He intends to be working as hard and as tough as he's worked for the last 20 years.
Development-wise, though, as you look ahead, what is the challenge, the big challenge for Boston going forward post-Menino?
Well, I think it is to continue to build a city where everybody is welcomed, where you have a city that people can live, work, play, and visit, so that we continue to attract young people. Where, as you know, the youngest adult city in America, one out of three people in the city of Boston is in the age group 20 to 34. They are better educated than in any other part of the country, and they're our great resource. They're the reasons companies are coming here, and I think we need to continue to attract those young people and retain them. A third of those young people own their own home, Only 10% of them live in dormitories. A third of them were born in other countries other than the United States. So you look at that group of people, and the mayor works with them every day. It is an important part of the resource of Boston and, quite frankly, the future of Boston.
Peter Mead is the Chief Economic Development Officer for the City of Boston as he oversees the BRA, the Boston Redevelopment Authority. Peter, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning.
So nice to be with you again, Bob.